This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's
Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. Good Morgan. Guten Morgen. It's 7:40 and it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone, stone and tile showrooms. They are the Bay Area's largest supplier of domestic and imported stone, tile, ceramic, porcelain, glass, handmade ceramics, and mosaic tiles sourced from all over the world. Go to one of their showrooms by appointment. They're open in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. And they also have experts there to help get you through the whole process. That's allnaturalstone.com.
Did you see the little shout out they did for us yesterday on Instagram? I guess somebody said, hey, I heard about you on Sarah and Vinny, and I'm looking at your Instagram, and I want to do, you know, whatever project or whatever. And they were like, yay, yeah, it was neat.
I love their
Instagram feed. It's like, oh, everything I see on there, I'm like, I want that. I want something
And you know what? I think sometimes also, and I haven't seen anything that I didn't like, but there's certainly things where you go, nope, wouldn't want that. And that's good, too. Like,
yes,
you want to see what something looks like where you go, I wouldn't want to live with that every day. Some stuff I wish, you know, when my wife picked out the stuff, I really like a clean looking area, but I also like crazy stuff too, you know? So I was surprised she went as, what do you want to call that? Conservative as she did.
Yeah. It's sedate. But you know what, though? It's a kitchen in a house that someday you'll probably want to sell. And it's, you know, it's the perfect kitchen.
I guess my point is they've got a lot of different colorful stuff you could choose
they
from.
Sure do.
So
you could go
watch
crazy.
Their Instagram.
Go crazy. Go.
All right.
Go crazy.
Thank you, All Natural Stone. Here's what's happening. So the big news for me today is that the air is each day, each passing day, the air is getting much better, and that is really good news. I know in my life we're still staying pretty much inside, but I do want to leave and get exercise, and it's now becoming an option.
Well, it's nice to be able to go outside and not have to worry about every breath you take.
Right. So that's really the big news. I know there's other news out there about the guy at the CDC who says it's not going to, the vaccine won't be widely available until deep into 2021, like a year from now. And then of course the president is saying that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, I don't know what the answer to that is. I have read some stuff. I got this one story where scientists discover an antibody that neutralizes the virus that causes coronavirus. So these guys are working nonstop to find a way for us to deal with this so that we can get back to our lives. And one of the things they've found at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine is this little story about this molecule that completely and specifically neutralizes the virus that causes COVID-19. So when will that get to us, or will that be part of the vaccine? It remains to be seen, but these guys are they're working on it nonstop, and I think that's encouraging.
Thank goodness for smart people.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going, smarties. Save us all.
Also, I'll join the advertisements out there in sports and all the other places you're hearing it and just echo their statement. Please register to vote. We have less than 2 months until voting time. Vote for whoever you want, but please don't sit there and watch this happen as if your voice doesn't matter. Do it like for your own, pat yourself on the back at the end of it and say, yeah, I participated.
Right.
That's all. Thank
you. It's important.
So coffee has, it's pretty coffee. Universal. In fact, the weird thing as, in my opinion, is that more kids drink coffee now than probably ever before.
Well, thanks to Starbucks making it so delicious.
Right.
Sweetening that stuff up.
And speaking of delicious, the survey looked at the most common way people order their coffee in all 50 states.
Oh, okay.
42 of the states, and I don't have them broken down. These things are too hard to look at and get all the... But 42 states prefer their coffee with cream and or sugar.
Oh.
So that's an overwhelming percentage that need to have some additive in their coffee. Black coffee is number one in 5 states. Mm. And that's my drink, black coffee.
It's certainly the easiest to do black coffee. I like I like milk in it. I got whole milk. Do? Just a dollop of whole milk. That's all. Just all right. takes it down. I don't want it to be too light, but I definitely don't want it to just be black.
Oh, see, yeah, look at you. You're color. Brown. All right.
Yeah. Like a dark brown. Or medium brown.
2 states, and I do have those, Alaska and Idaho, prefer iced coffee. What?
Alaska wants iced coffee? Maybe that's the only way you can get it there. It's just like as soon as it's brewed up, it's cold. Well, here it is. Here's some iced coffee.
Wants iced coffee?
I don't get it. I do not get it. And where's the other place? Alaska and what?
Idaho, which also gets cold and real winters with snow on the ground.
I do like
Vermont is the only state where the top choice was a latte.
Oh, like all milky. Right. That's a glass of milk with coffee flavor.
I do love my coffee. 7 in 10 adults drinks in America drinks coffee. And
oh,
like
seven
I said,
in 10. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, I feel like the coffee drink has become pretty universal. Even outside of America, Starbucks is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't only be traveling Americans, right?
No, certainly not. Caffeine-based drinks, though, worldwide. I mean, we love our caffeine.
Well, yeah.
Coffee or not. If there's no coffee, I'll take some Lipton. I don't care. Just give me the caffeine.
Nothing better when you are dragging butt than a cup of coffee. And it's the morning, but there are plenty of times. Remember when we used to do events?
Yes, oh sure.
And we used to go places where we would, be in the public and do concerts or do evenings out. And I absolutely wanted coffee, especially on a morning when I'd been up since 3. You absolutely want coffee that night to help get you sort of pumped for it.
I would often make myself an iced coffee to take with me on my way out the door.
This next story may be important for you to hear. If you don't know that you're making this face, it might be why. Well, I don't know how to say this. Let me just tell it straight up.
All right.
According to a new study out of the University of Kansas, there is such thing as a flirting face that women make.
A flirting face.
A flirting face. That's what they call it.
Resting bitch face.
No. This is flirting face.
Okay.
And
what does that look like?
What I was
isn't
going
that just
for
my
there.
Face?
If you look a certain way at a guy, he picks it up as a flirt. So if you don't know you're flirting with him, this might be important information to have. Like maybe you need to know not to, and I'll describe it exactly.
Guys think everything is a flirt. Oh, that girl likes me. She talked to me. She put her hand on my arm. You know, any little thing a girl does, she can't just innocently be a friendly person. She's trying to get me. She wants me. I should follow her home, probably.
You really think that? Because I don't think that way. I don't think that if a girl touches my arm, she wants me.
You're very evolved, Vinny, because dudes feel that way. If you're talking to some dude in a bar and you laugh at his joke and, touch him on the arm, that's it. It's over. Game over. Now he's a problem. Dudes.
Sheesh.
Am I right, Nicole? Come on, girl.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, that's why I'm cracking up over here. How come you girls are totally talking like true. You guys know the guy's perspective? You guys are both girls, though, as if you know everything.
We know your
world.
Entire perspective is how can I get in that girl's pants? Yeah. That's what dudes are made of.
Eyes are up here.
That is, it's all you ever talk about, Vinny. And Bryn, you know, if you ever talked, that's all you'd talk about, too.
Jump in, man.
Sheesh. Anyway, they describe the flirting face as your head is turned to one side and tilted down slightly. You have a slight smile and your eyes are looking up and your eyes are locked on the person you're flirting with. That's it, Sarah. You got it. You're doing it.
Nice, Sarah.
And
you nailed it.
The best way to flirt with someone, well, I suppose we're not. These are unintentional flirts. But the best way is you're locking eyes with someone and then you look down and you look back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. A good one. That's a good
just
one.
It's good. It's like she broke eye contact. Oh, no. Oh, she's back. Oh, she broke eye contact. Oh, she's back.
Well, it's the eyelashes,
apparently,
too.
Mm-hmm. Say that again?
The eyelashes when you do that move.
Oh, boy.
That move.
So it's a move. Blinking is a move.
Yeah.
Yes, fluttering. Right. Eyelash. Oh, my stars.
The article goes on to say, you may or may not be doing it intentionally, but whether or not you realize you're making that face that's seen as the flirting face,
you little
guys
minx.
Seem to see that as the flirting face. Mm-hmm. And that is when the guy, as Sarah just mentioned, is thinking he's going to get in your pants or whatever. I'd like
so
to
you
put
can't
it
just
more
have
delicately.
A pleasant look on your face. Put that resting bitch face back on, then keep the guys off you. There you go, ladies. Don't be nice.
Don't be nice. Is that really what you want to say into a microphone?
Yes. Basically, if you're nice to dudes, they're a problem. All right. What else?
Sheesh. Such
Man,
a negative
I'm in a mood today.
Such a low opinion of us. My God.
Not all of you. Some of you are all right.
A survey found the most adventurous everyday foods you can find in a grocery store. And I thought, oh, okay, well.
Wow. Tripe?
I know you can find.
That's adventurous.
That's exactly the first thing I thought of was tripe.
When you see a thing of that, I'm like, who's buying that? Ugh.
That's sheep guts, right?
Yeah, isn't it like stomach lining or something? I don't
something.
Know what it is. It's disgusting.
That didn't make the list, so apparently not enough people buy it for it to even count as an adventurous food. Oysters was number one. I don't know is that adventurous?
Doesn't feel adventurous.
Calamari, two.
Oh.
All right. Anchovies is three. I don't eat those at all. Then they have hot sauce, blue cheese, quinoa, tofu, eggplant, olives. None of that's adventurous. Apparently, you can't get adventurous foods
at the grocery store. That's, you know, because that is all like fairly normal food. But we live in the Bay Area. Like, food is a thing here. And you know, it's a thing to go to restaurants. I wonder if in the Central Valley, you talk to, you know, some farmer out there. He's like, Calla, what?
Yeah, you know what? I think your point is better.
Quinoa.
Forget about the Central Valley. We're talking about the Central United States of America.
Sure.
Like Iowa, they're not eating calamari probably, right?
Is that corn-based? Well, they're not getting it fresh anyway. That's for sure.
Right.
It is the middle of the country.
So I guess that's the point there. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'm going to refresh and here's some of the stuff you guys had to say.
Maybe in Iowa they're saying, oh, tripe soup? Yeah, I'm into that. What, you don't like that? And that's why they sell it in stores.
Good morning, says 925. It's misting in Castro Valley. Hope it makes it to the fires. Yeah, hopefully our firefighters need relief right now badly. I once heard the state with the most ice cream consumption is Alaska. All right.
Well, if they like their coffee iced, maybe there's something about putting something cold in you to make you warm the thing up. I don't know. It seems so counterintuitive.
408. Good point. I'd give my kid coffee over soda any day. Mm. All right. Go Pitt. That's my alma mater. They also came up with the polio vaccine. That's in the article. In fact, the article I was reading about the work they're doing on our behalf at the University of Pitt is They mentioned not only that, but that they have a history of doing really profound work there. So it's not random that they are on the hot on the trail.
All our brightest minds working on that.
So, 408 says, guys, ask Hooman what he thinks about the trailer for Cuties.
Oh, I wonder if he's seen that.
I'm sure he's interested in the Muslim portion of it. You know, there's someone also wrote, there's a couple things I need to read to you here, but one of them was, let me see if I can find it. Basically, they were saying, you guys need to watch that movie so you can comment on it. I haven't seen Cuties, but it's possible that it's satirical.
It's possible. The problem is that they actually have 11-year-olds doing these dances, so it's almost like self-defeating. You want to, you know, say, oh, this is wrong, and here is some of it that we've put together for you. It's just... That's not a movie I'm going to watch. I'm telling you, I watched this 5-minute clip of this dance. I didn't even watch the whole 5 minutes. This clip of these girls doing this dance, and I thought, oh God, the cops are going to find it. They're going to look at my computer, and I'm going to be in trouble for having kiddie porn. It just feels like kiddie porn. It's horrible.
Well, I understand that, and I do get that people, without seeing it, hear this, and now they just assume that's what that is, because you haven't seen it, and I haven't seen it, and I don't know. And I was trying to sort of, as we do around here, we guess stuff and we come up with all these theories based on not having seen it. But for me, I thought I have heard many a story from women I've dated about their coming up and the arguments they had with their mom as they were trying to become grown up. And their parents were like, you're 12. No. And
you
those
can't
are
wear that.
Those are profoundly difficult times between mom and daughter. And I thought maybe it's about that. And a lot of people just wrote, no, it's slutty dancing. And I went, okay.
Yeah, slutty
right.
dancing. That is what it is.
All
it's
right.
these girls.
Well, I haven't seen it.
Reveal. Well, and you shouldn't. You have daughters that age practically. I mean, honestly, it looks like the worst dance class you've ever gone to the recital
Here
for.
Here it is. 925 says, watch Cuties before you make your decision. I suspect most people judge it before they've seen it. I see young girls worse than Cuties on TikTok all the time, singing WAP. Before you decide that it's a terrible movie, watch it and make an informed decision for yourself.
That's a smart thing to do, but I'm not doing that. Right. But thank you for the advice. You're right. You're right, but I'm not going to listen to you.
And the other text, I can't, because I had to scroll down to get to that one. I can't get back to the other one in less than a minute. Apparently, what's the guy's name? Memphis from Big Brother. Really, he may have gotten himself thrown off the show last night.
Oh, wow.
So
what did he do?
You got to look it up. I'm not going to look it up for you.
All right, I'll look it up.
But apparently there's big news coming out of Big Brother that we may or may not have on the other side of these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.